I was pissed at my son, because for real, I started from the bottom. Like Coach said, dropped out of high school, and I ain't gonna get into my lifestyle at that time, but I made some crazy decisions, ended up dropping out of high school. I was homeless for about 2.5 years. I started going to church, man. This pastor took interest in me. He helped me to get my GED. Then he sent me down south to go to school. So I'm pissed. I'm about to choke my son out because these people keep telling me, like, you ran out of books. And I'm thinking, man, I counted shirts. I counted books. Again, listen to me very closely. Where I come from, I'm a high school dropout. So I ain't play sports. I ain't do none of that. So when you come from where I come from, if you're going to make money, you got to get a job. So I literally started with absolutely nothing. Let me just show you, because I don't know if y'all saw it, but we started with one video, and when the video went viral, I was like, oh, let's make shirts out of it. I'm from Detroit. We hustlers. Let's make shirts. Like, if people love it that much, let's make shirts. From the shirt, we did a book, The Secret to Success, When You Want to Succeed as Bad as You Want to Breathe. Right? We sold from the garage. What did I say from, C? Because they might be thinking I'm talking about, like, Walmart or, you know, Barnes & Noble's, Books of America, from my garage. We sold in less than 2 years 25,000 copies. What's that? That's $750,000, right? From there, we just signed it. We about to sign a shoe contract. Listen to me. I don't play football. I don't play basketball, but I'm a hustler. So I'm going to be the first motivational speaker ever to sign a contract, a shoe contract, and have my own shoe. Like, I already started thinking about it. I think I'm going to call my line, like, the 313s, right? Yeah, mine's going to be called the 313s, and we're going to have the lion colors. We're going to have the tiger's colors. We're going to have the red wing. I'm going to be the first motivational speaker ever with a shoot. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm a grinder, but my son didn't grow up like that. Now, he's singing it. Started from the bottom, now we're here. He's singing it, but he don't know about it. So I'm pissed. I counted at least 10 people. Listen to me. At least 10 people who wanted the book. And they said I ran out. I'm going through it. Now, I don't know if you could do the math, but the math for me was that's $250. That's just gone. That could be a gig. I don't know what that is. So I go to my son like, son, what happened? Like, we ran out of books. I'm about to call my people pissed. I told you I was 1,500 people. I stacked so many books in my truck, so many t-shirts. Like, how did we run out? What happened? I go to my trunk. We leaving. I go to my trunk. I push the button. It come up, and guess what's in the back? There's anybody. What's in the back? Books. I'm pissed. I run back in. I'm screaming at my son. My wife like, stop, right now, stop. I'm like, no, we had books, my man. She's like, you E.T. the hip-hop preacher. You in public. You can't be clowning like that. I'm like, I'm about to kill my man. So I pull him to the side. I grab my man by shirt, drop him in the corner like, yo, you lied. You told me it wasn't no more books, son. What happened? He said, Dad, we was here for 2 hours. I was going back and forth and back and forth. It was hot, Dad. Like, you tripping on the fact that I was here for 2 hours. You didn't congratulate me, Dad. You didn't say that I sold so many books and so many t-shirts. Dad, that was just the last one. I said, why didn't you do it? He said, Dad, it was hot. I was tired. I'm like, you were hot. It was tired. That's some bougie stuff. That's like because of where you grew up, son. Listen to me, in the real world, son, you can't do first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. You got to play to the fourth quarter and play it all the way out. We missed the opportunity to make 250, 500. You better hear what I'm saying, because some of y'all, for real, some of y'all, coach, forgive me, but some of y'all, for real, you talented, you deep, for real, on that field, you about better than anybody in your position, and sometimes that's the problem. I started from nothing. That's why I'm pissed. I want every book sold. You don't get it, son. I slept in abandoned buildings. I ate out of trash cans. You don't get it. I grinded for this moment. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. I've been speaking for 20 years. I ain't no overnight success. Cats like E.T. I saw your video, bro. You blew up 4 years ago. You saw me 4 years ago. I've been grinding since I was 19. When I left Detroit and went down south, I knew that was my opportunity. My boys, they dead. They in jail. I'm the only one that got out of Detroit. The only one. I got an opportunity of a lifetime. And you think I'm about to waste it? My son said, Dad, you know how much money you make to speak? You know how much money you do for a video? And you tripping off a 250, I'm tripping off a 250 because every single inch I can get, I'm going to take it. You're not going to present me with an opportunity. You're not going to give me a chance. I'm not supposed to be in the game. And for those of you watching my videos, you'll see me do corporate work in this right here. I don't change. I ain't wearing no shirt and a tie. That ain't where I come from. But let me tell you something. Every gig I get, I kill it. Y'all got an opportunity of a lifetime, guys. Y'all got it's not every team in the NFL that had a makeup to say they had a potential to win the Super Bowl. You got it. Let me tell you something. Number one, you better write this down. You got to take advantage of an opportunity of a lifetime in the lifetime of that opportunity.
I'm away from the bottom, and I'm grinding. I wake up every morning looking for commas. By my dollars, I'm going all out, and that's on my mama. On my mama. Cause we out here. We out here. Ain't no sleeping. We out here.